A final anchoring process for the NLP Practitioner Certification Home Study Program is on page 8, and it's called the Circle of Excellence. The Circle of Excellence is a fantastic process to take a client through on a one-to-one basis if you're wanting to equip your client with a really good resource anchor that they can use after they've finished their work with you. It's also a great process for taking a group through. Whenever I run a firewalk seminar, I always take the entire group through the Circle of Excellence so they have a really good resource anchor to fire off just before they set off across the coals. So let's have a look at the process. So we decide upon a number of states to be associated with the resource anchor. I would use the states that we used before, the feeling powerful, confident, totally loved, totally in control, totally energized, time you could have everything, time you couldn't fail, a time you fell down laughing. I'd use the entire lot. Then what you do is you elicit each state in the client from doing your script of, can you remember a time in the past when you felt totally powerful, a specific time as you go back to that time now, see what you saw, hear what you heard, really get the feelings of it feeling totally powerful. And you tell the client that as soon as they feel the state coming up, that they should step forward into an imaginary circle on the floor. Then as you pump the state up with them and really get them associated, coach them around their physiology, you tell them that when the state comes to its peak, what they need to do is to step out of the circle and leave the feelings in the circle. What we're doing here is that we're anchoring in the visual sense. So the state then becomes anchored to stepping into the imaginary circle on the floor. We'd repeat that process for each of the other resource states that we want to put into the anchor. So we elicit the state, we tell the client that as soon as they feel that particular state starting to come up, they step back into the imaginary circle. We work with them around coaching them around their physiology, really pumping them up, intensifying the state. And the client, as soon as they feel that the state has reached its peak, they once again step out of the circle, leaving the feelings in the circle. So we're creating a stacked resource anchor to the visually imagined circle on the floor. Once we've put all of the states onto that anchor, then we have the client choose a word or a phrase that really epitomizes that resource anchor for them. And then what we do is we have them step into the circle. And as they feel the state come up to its peak, as soon as it reaches its peak, they say the word out loud and then step out of the circle. You could repeat that a number of times. What we're now doing is we're creating an auditory anchor to the particular resource state. Then after doing that a couple of times, we now want to put in a kinesthetic external trigger to the anchor. So we've got a visual external, as in the imaginary circle, the auditory, as in the word or phrase, and now we're going to get a physical kinesthetic external anchor. So we have the client choose a physical gesture. And this should really be a gesture which they could use anywhere and use it unobtrusively, and also a gesture that they don't use normally. So I've had people use the clicking of their fingers, squeezing their earlobe, or squeezing their first knuckle on their little finger, anything like that, anything that's unusual and unobtrusive. Then what we do is we have the client step back into the circle again. As soon as they feel the feelings of the resource state coming to its peak, they say their trigger word out loud and fire off their physical gesture and then step out of the circle. And you can do that a number of times. So what we've now done is we've built a resource state that was anchored to an imaginary circle. We've then also added in an auditory trigger and now a kinesthetic external trigger. So do a good break state at this point in time. And now we want to have the client test their resource anchor. So they test this by stepping into their imaginary circle, saying their word and firing their physical gesture off all at the same time, and notice that they become fully associated into the resource state. This is now a resource anchor that they can use at any particular point in time. If they're going into an interview, you can imagine the imaginary circle at the door of the interview. You step into it, say just inside your head probably, your word, do your gesture, feel the state come up, then go into the interview. If you're going into a sales meeting, do the same thing. The circle is there at the door of the potential customer. You step into it, say your word in your head, fire off your gesture, and you're in a perfect state for going to do the sale. In presentations or training, you can use it. Imagine the circle there in front of your audience. Step into it, say the word, fire off your physical gesture, feel the states coming up. Very, very, very useful and a very practical way of using resource anchoring. As I say, I always use it on our firewalk seminars, and people imagine the circle just before the fire lane starts. They step into it. In this situation, they say their word out loud. They do their gesture. They feel the state come up, and then they're off down the fire lane. Once they get to the other end, of course, they're in a really powerful state. So I have them do the same anchor again to stack even the feeling of just successfully walking on fire onto their resource anchor. So if you want to, it'd be a really good idea for you to get with your partner and actually do this process both ways, so that both of you have a really powerful resource anchor for you to use on a day-to-day basis and to prove to yourself that anchoring works and that all behavior is state-dependent, and provided you're in the right state, you can achieve anything that you want to achieve.